Mr. Malone?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please restate your full name and your ABC number for the record?
David Dotson Malone, 1759 Thurman.
Okay, thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. And you were notified about this hearing on March 5th. You signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting the hearing today. If you look on the screen to your right, so my left, down that way, at the very end is the Honorable Lee Quinones. Right next to him is the Honorable David Neal. On the other side over here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Turner, who you can see now on the screen. He's a parole officer with Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer, although I believe we have your parole officer here today. Okay, what's your name, I'm sorry?
Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes, okay. We have your parole officer in the room here today, too. So I just want to make sure, and are you going to speak also on this one?
Yes, ma'am.
And we have Mr.
STG Supervisor Lance
Yearling. Lance Yearling, okay. Thank you. Thanks for both of you. Okay, so Mr. Malone, I need to swear. There's a group of people here that I need to swear in that are going to be testifying in this hearing. So Mr. Malone, Mr. Turner, Mr. Yearling, and Mr. Hayes, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Turner?
I do.
Mr. Yearling?
I do.
And Mr. Hayes?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Malone, you've had a... Oh, thanks. Sorry about to hit one. There you go. It should work. It has to light up blue. There you go. So, Mr. Malone, you had a probable cause hearing on February 27th. And in that hearing, the probable cause hearings officer found, due to your parole officer's testimony and information on the warrant, he found probable cause that you had violated the conditions of release and had lapsed or probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company. So ordinarily, hearings are held in two phases. That essentially is phase one of the hearing. So I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, sir, to move this hearing to phase two. And so my motion is for the board, based on the findings of the probable cause officer, and the Department of Corrections information contained in this warrant, I move to find Mr. Malone was delinquent as he violated terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. And if you wait just a moment, Okay, Mr. Malone, sorry, do you want to mark your paperwork correctly? We'll move on to phase two of your hearing, but before we get too far along here, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line, and you're normally on the line, but you're just hold, stand by, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment, sir. Go ahead, Mr. Turner.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Malone was released from ADC custody on 1-4-2019. And arrested on 1-18-2019 by ADC on a set violation. At that time, there were no charges. He's returned back to ADC custody on 1-18-2018 with a CSED of 66-2020-0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 1 year, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2002, commitment A, count one, armed robbery, 5 years. 2002, commitment B, count two, promoting prison contraband, 5 years, 6 months. 2009, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2010, aggravated assault, 9 years. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4.4. Mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. STG information, he is a validated member of the security threat group, New Mexico Mafia, Arizona. Prior terms of supervision, 2008, TIS release, absconded for 2 days, arrested, found in violation, continued on supervision with previous terms and conditions, completed 9 months. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with violence, drugs, and intoxicants noted. Other arrests, 1994, aggravated assault and battery in Arizona, unknown. 1995, aggravated robbery, Arizona juvenile probation. 1995, armed robbery, Arizona juvenile probation. 1996, minor with a firearm, Arizona juvenile detention. 1997, aggravated assault, Arizona juvenile detention. 1998, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona juvenile detention. He has a GB score of G8, V9.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, Mr. Malone, we have a brief written summary of what occurred while you're on supervision, and it looks like you were, when you were released, you were approved to live with your brother at 2150 East Bell in Phoenix. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did you stay there the entire time that you were out in the community?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that it wasn't a very long time, but did you have a job or had you found a job?
Yes, ma'am, I did. On January 22nd, I was supposed to start work. I gave all the information to my parole officer when I was going to work, the name of my employer, and the day I was supposed to start.
Okay, what company? What were you going to do?
Baja Mechanics.
Oh, okay. And do you have automotive skills, mechanics?
Yes, he was going to give me a part-time job.
And you'd be working on cars, though, or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Okay. And is that in Phoenix? Where is that?
Yes. Off of 91st and Van Buren.
91st and Van Buren. Okay. All right. And let's see. It looks like you would have been responsible to give drug tests, but you were really only out those few days.
I dropped the UA as well.
Oh, you did?
I was out there.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It's just not showing any results, but maybe our report's a little bit behind.
Right.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have questions for you at this point in the hearing. Any questions? No? Okay, Mr. Malone, we have a couple of people that are here to testify in this hearing. So I don't know which one of you want to come first. Sure, come right up. And if you would just start by stating your name for the record.
STG Supervisor Lance Hewlin.
Okay, thank you. And what would you like to let the board know?
I just let the board know that Mr. Malone has an active felony warrant for his arrest. He has ongoing criminal charges for money or criminal syndicate.
Okay. Any questions from?
Just a quick one. I don't get too deep if it involves security, but is this part of a joint investigation of some sort? Or?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You says he has an active felony warrant right now, so are you guys going to be serving that on him?
It was served Friday, sir.
Okay, all right. So, okay.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. And then, Mr. Hayes, do you want
nothing further to add?
You have nothing to add?
No, I'm just here to defend the questions you made.
Okay, all right. I don't know, can anyone have a question? Mr. Turner?
Yes, the only other thing that I could add is I was informed today that they are actively working on putting a felony hold against him in conjunction with that warrant.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Can I ask a question? Sure. I'm not quite sure how this works. So some of the prison, they have a felony warrant that's been served on them. Are they, when they have that, like if you were in just regular jail, you got a warrant, you go to jail, you got bond or something here.
To my understanding, if you were, and this is just my understanding, the best that I can tell you, if he was to be released today, he would be arrested. So I'm not sure that we're going to wait until he's released to go further with that, or whether they'll be taking him from prison.
Okay.
If that answers somewhat.
A little bit, not quite.
I was to follow up. I assume it's something similar to an individual who was arrested for prison contraband while they're inside the system, and they're there, but the case goes on while they're inside.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the most information that I've received is that it's an ongoing criminal investigation, and they won't give any information on it.
Understood.
Okay. All right, Mr. Malone, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else that you've thought of that the board should consider, sir?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I was out there on my ankle monitor, and I reported when asked. I showed up when my parole officer called me and told me to show up. They didn't have to come look for me to bring me back here. You know, all I want to do is give me a fair chance out there to succeed. I went out there and got a job, like I was asked. I didn't have scam. I was not doing any drugs. And I get called to my parole officer, and they're going to bring me back here.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. The board is going to go into discussion, sir. We do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So I just ask that you just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Malone has been on a community supervision, or was only for, looks like, 14 days. And given that we have testimony from Mr. Ewing that he's got an active felony warrant against him, he does have a prior period of supervision in which he absconded, was reinstated, and then served 9 months and was successful for those 9 months. But he does have that history of absconding, although this time, as he says, he did turn himself in. Or did not. He did not run. It's not that he turned himself in. He just did not run. But I'm at this point not seeing him, given this active case that's ongoing, I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for community supervision. But I would listen to any thoughts of fellow board members. Okay, I'm going to make a motion then based on information in warrant 2019W0163. Our conversation with Mr. Malone, information provided by Mr. Ewing and Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Malone was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by becoming involved in activities for which there is an ongoing investigation.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Mr. Nguyen, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Malone, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. We're showing you with a release date of June of 2020. So at that point, you'd be out and you would have no parole supervision at all. But as the investigator stated, there is something ongoing, some kind of an ongoing investigation. So we don't know the outcome of that. We don't know what will happen in that. But at this point, you'll be there with the department until June of 2020, sir. Okay, sir? So thank you very much for participating in your hearing today. And if you'd let the CO3 know that your hearing is over, sir, thank you.
And could you put the CO3 on the phone, sir?
Put him back on the...